Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches. We're learning about Asherah, so the Mishnah speaks out several of the dinim that negate to being nene from the tree, from the shade, from the etzim, etc. Lo yeshev b'tzila, one is not allowed to sit in its shade. That's called being nene from Avodah Zarah. Saying that being nene from shade is being over on it, no, it's not so pashut. The Rishonim explained that if a person is passing under a tree, and because of that, he's shaded for a second, the walk is a little bit cooler for 15 seconds, then that's not called being nene from the tree. Being nene from the tree would be sitting down and sitting in the shade of the tree. That's something somebody would pay for. That's called taking from the Avodah Zarah. There's a gzeira over here, midrabbanon, that if a person who passes underneath, yeshiv b'tzilus, and then he's going to make a kviyas out of it, and then he's going to be nene. Take a look at the Tiferes Yisrael speaks this out. The Rishonim also point out, based on the Gemara, it's really a sugya in Perek Lashon Pesachim, Daf Chavov, where sitting under the shade of a tree is one thing, because the tree is made to give shade. That's part of the etzem cheftz of a tree. A house is not meant to give shade for those in the backyard. So let's say somebody would sit down, there's a base tiflus, and he's sitting in a place that the building casts a shadow on. Because of that, he's not sitting directly in the sun. That's not called he's taking from the building. Hano is not when a person has a benefit. Hano means taking from. For example, the Gemara says in Isur Hano, in the second Perek of Pesachim over there, that Legabi Mi'ila, being Nene from Hegdish, Koil Mare V'Reyach, Ein Behem Mishum Mi'ila. Koil means somebody's hearing the voice of the Levium from the Shir. He's nene from the beautiful music. Mare, he could see over the wall and he's looking at, he's feasting his eyes on the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. Reach, he's being nene from the smell. Those three, he's not being mechaser hegdish. So it is true that smelling the scent of Avodah Zarah is also, if it's done behedya. Also being nene from, one is not allowed to be nene mefurish. Here, the Issa Ano is not the regular Issa Ano, it's Layidbak Biyotchom and Acherim. It's a little bit of a different type of Issa Ano. But still, Hano means having from. The fact that he's sitting and he's not as much in the sun, that's not called Hano until it's something that's defined as such. So the Mimel, the Mishnah speaks out, Layesha Bitzilo, Vim Yoshav, one has to say, the Chari associated with Avodah Zarah, he should become Tomei, we just learned a few Mishnayos ago, that Avodah Zarah is mitam b'magul maso. L'maisa, if he's sitting b'tzilo, he's tohar, he's not tome. V'lo yaver tachtero, this is what we just spoke out before, sitting, he should also not pass underneath. So one point is, like we said, there's a chiddush over here, because that might not be called being nene from the afilo haki, the passing quickly. On the other hand, there's also a chumra here. V'lo yaver tachtero is even without wanting to be nene. In the ratio, the nusach is yeshiv b'tzilo, means he's sitting down there to be nene from the shade. Yavet achteh min stam, that's the street he's going on. He has to cross to the other side of the street. Why? Because going through a mokum avodah zarah, a person's b'chuy to be nisrachik from a mokum avodah zarah. To walk deliberately, they're not. There's also another point, which, take a look at the Taisis Yomtiv. Passing underneath the tree puts one more in association with the tree. Look at the last next on the list in Mishnah. If he passes underneath the tree, he's Tomei. Why? Because the assumption is that by a tree of Asherah, there's going to be Tekrevis of a disorder. There has to be buried in the ground something. That's Metam of oil. So he's standing underneath the tree, which is shaded over an area, which is Miyuid Lavoidis of a disorder. Similar over there, the place itself is metame boil. Whereas where he's not under the tree, Yeshiv Bitzila means he's sitting in a shaded area. He's not under the tree. So that, he's not underneath, he's not boiled, therefore he's tohar. And also, it's only if he's sitting down. Passing underneath would be aser, but just being momentarily in a place that's shaded by Avodah Zarah, that would be more. This is, sounds like Chosh Mishpat, but it's really related to Avodah Zarah. Gezel Sarabim means this is a tree that has crept over a Rishus Sarabim. Betzim was a tree that was shaykh to somebody's Rishus. So it's called Gezel Sarabim. We're not really learning Hilchas Gnevo Gzela now. V'ova Tachteh, he passes underneath, Tohor. Because since the tree is over the Rishus HaRabim, they weren't goyim b'chi agapna. You have people, they're goyim, if they have a desire, and he's walking down the street, and he happens to go underneath a tree which is stretching in from... They weren't goyim b'chi agapna. The whole tumah b'oil of Avodah Zarah is all in the Rabbanon. B'chi agapna, where the tree doesn't belong there, they weren't goyim. V'zayim tachtel, one is allowed to plant underneath a tree of Asherah, place where the branches are stretching over. Yerokos b'mois hakshomim. The point over here is he's not allowed to be nene from the tree. When is he not being nene? If he plants vegetables during the rainy season, what you want is you want exposure. You want exposure to the rain. You want exposure to as much sun as possible. So that, being in the shade, is not good. The scorching heat will ruin the vegetables. A little bit shade is very beneficial for vegetables. That's called hano. The chazorin is like chazeris, we use by the seed, the lettuce. Because the shade is necessary for lettuce, for this type of zach, even during the yimayis hakshomim. Rabbi Yossi, I'm afla yirokis b'yimayis hakshomim. Rabbi Yossi says back to the Chachamim, if you aser planting yirokos takas ashera during the summery season because of the tayelos, afla yirokos b'yimayis hakshomim, mipnei anemia. Shanemia nesheres alen, the leaves from the tree drop off. V'hoiva lehen lezevel. What happens is, if you're over a vegetable patch, if there's branches, leaves, falls on the ground, decomposes, and that provides more minerals, that's also tailors for the tree. So, at kama that you want to be chayshish for that, then you're going to have a problem in any case. So, Mamela, obviously what you have to say is either they're both also, or they're not also. That means his maskana is, that's mutter. He's just proving it that there can't be a chiluk between the two. Mufarshim point out that Rabbi Yossi is lishitosoi, in Mishnah Gimel, where Rabbi Yossi says that taking Avodah Zarah and being Shoichek V'Zorah L'Ruach Matal Ayom is not a problem, the Chachom say to him, what do you mean? It turns into Zevel. And the discussion over there is, we explained over there, Alam Dush HaKamtzet called Zev Zeh Goyrim. Produce from the ground is fueled both by the minerals in the ground, the Zevel that decomposes, and sunshine, rain, and so on. That being said, Rabbi Yossi says the fact that there is an element of growth, encouragement, Ayyidei the Zevel, that doesn't create Issa. The Chum hold, even Zev is a Goyim, even when there are two, three, four things that are producing the growth, it's a problem. You're being Nenim from Avodah Zarah, it's a product of Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Yossi himself holds that Smut is just proving that there can't be a Chiluk between the two. Kanir that the Chum argue a local Svar over here, and they hold that there is a Chiluk. What are you going to have to say? You'll have to say that the fact that the shade detracts from the sun, b'mois hakshomim, means that the tree takes away. So even though there is mineral additives to the soil from the nemia, from the branches are full, the tree itself is a goyim letoiv, and it's a goyim lemutav. Therefore, it cancels out, and we don't see it as benefiting. We don't see the person who plants over there as benefiting from the vegetables. Rabbi Yossi stam not goyim the whole shrooms. Because he holds, even if there is a benefit, of a zev zeh goyim is mutter. So that's really, the machloikis is bigger then this Nakudi Bimaisa Shamim, like we said, Lush Tasem in Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah test, not only men nor Eitzim. He takes from the Asherah branches. Asur Mano, that's a chav. He takes it for firewood, wants to make a campfire. That's Poshta Avodah Zarah. Hisik Bohenes HaTanur, this is a din that's brought to a whole Sugi in Psochim. This is a very important halacha. Let's say he used these woods to fire up, to heat up an oven. The oven is made from cheres. Im chodosh, if the oven was being used for the first time, yutots, the oven has to be smashed. Why? The Gemara explains, not something that we could relate to, but the Gemara says that the first time an oven is heated up, fired up, it strengthens the walls. The walls now imbue a certain tam, a certain koyach, from that which heated it the first time. Maybe there is bedaima in today's world. They have pots that are seasoned, where it doesn't really give it time, but it creates a certain effect in the food that's cooked. And if it's made with machalos asuras, one has to worry about it. The whole shmuz exactly how to make hagolos kelim on seasoned pots. You can look at what the poskim have to say over the last 20, 30 years on it. But over here, the equivalent is that the walls of the oven have a certain koyach from the hesek, from the heating up of the atzei asheru. And then the oven has no takon. You have to smash the oven. V'im yoshon, if the tanner had been used before, yutzon, you can't use this fire. This fire, clearly the heat was generated by this wood. Cool it off. Offer by sapas, let's say he baked bread in the heated up oven that was heated from atzei asheru, asura banot, carries over the isur banot, carries over from the wood to the oven. From the oven into the bread, one can't eat it. Nisarva b'acheris, let's say the bread got mixed up with other loaves. There were a few rounds in the bakery. One of them was heated up by atzei asheru, the others were not. Kulan asuras banot. What this means, l'chayra, is that there's no bittul. There's two possible explanations why it doesn't become bottle. Why don't we say it's bottle b'roiv? One answer could be that anything that shayach t'avodah zarah, there's no bittul. We'll learn in Mitzvah Hashem by Yayin Nesach, that Yayin Nesach has no bittul. The equivalent that we're familiar with in our world is that Chometz b'Pesach has no bittul. A mashu shebemashu b'mashu, even if it's bottle 150 times over, asus. So the same thing is true by avodah zarah. Yayin Nesach is where it would come up in today's world, halacha l'maisa. The other hesber over here is that we're talking about loaves that have a certain chashivus. Certain zachen that are dovah shebeminyan, that have, they're baked with a specific size. It's called the dovah shebeminyan because you count a dozen of them. So it's a kikah shel balabayis. That's what it's called. A kikah shel nachtoim is a standard bilkeluch that come out of a production line that doesn't have that chashivus. Over there would be a bittul if it conformed with the gedarma bittul. One point worth making. We just discussed a machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Yossi, and we grab the paskin like Rabbi Yossi that Zev Zagarim is mutter. The Gemara explains, again, it goes to the Sugya and Psochem, that Lefi Rabbi Yossi, the oven that was fired up the first time, Al Yedei the Avodah Zarah, will not asur with the second heating up of the oven. Why? Because you have the koyach of the oven from the original hasoka, but you also have the koyach of the oven from the second, the heat that's there now. That Zev is a Gerim, doesn't answer. The Mishnah is going with the Chacham. Now, what the Rishonim do discuss, take a look at the Tais Yom Tov over here, and the raid goes to Tais Yom Zohar Daf Chavav, is that even according to Rabbi Yossi, one should not set up a Zev is a Gerim situation. It's B'doyme too. We have a klal, the name of Vatan Lissel L'chadchila. One's not allowed to take a drop of milk and put it into a big pot of meat, even though it's bottled with shisha. Why? Because you're being mevatel an issa situation, and you're being mevatel an issa lechatchila. It's bidyevid. So how are you allowed to eat the bread? Because you're setting it up as a lechatchila. The answer is, since you're going to have to smash the oven, that itself, even now, before ever using the oven, is a bidyevid. Now we have a different discussion in the Mishnah. You have 10 loaves of bread. One of them was heated up with hesek atzei asheru, because that all of them are, so like we explained, there's no bittul. Okay, what happens now? You have the 10 loaves of bread. What do you do with them? 10 loaves of bread to throw out stamazoi. You know what you should do? You should take out the amount of money that one loaf of bread is worth, and you should throw it into Yam HaMelech. Let's say each loaf of bread is $5. That loaf of bread is also. Take $5, throw it into Yam HaMelech, be ma'abed, burn a $5 bill, and then you're not being maviach from Avodah Zarah, then you can have all 10 loaves. It's a shocking concept, it sounds like pidyon. Nobody would ever say this is like Bosa B'cholov. If you have a bunch of pieces of meat, one of them has a tam cholov, you can't eat any of them because there aren't 60 pieces. So all you have to do is take each piece of meat is worth $2, take a $2 bill, burn it, now you're allowed to eat it. If you're eating Bosa B'cholov, you're eating Bosa B'cholov. What happens to Avodah Zarah? Amru loy, the Chacham said this to Rebelezer, ain't pidyon l'avodah zarah. What type of musik is that? A chevetz that nesa mishum avodah zarah, you can't be paid, it's not hegdish. The raid over here in the Rishonim is to understand on a few different levels that avodah zarah, obviously what vashteto is in Rebelezer, is that the isra hano of avodah zarah might be fundamentally different than the isra hano of bas b'cholav or lo klai akar. First of all, we have a din that, let's say somebody is nene from Basa B'cholov. He takes Basa B'cholov, and in violation of the Issa, I know he sells it. So what's also is the basa b'chalav. He wasn't allowed to sell, but l'maisa, the money itself is mutter. The money itself is not a v'dizor. It's not basa b'chalav. The cheftza of basa b'chalav is also b'chil. It's also b'ano. A v'dizor, the aloch is tefes, says domeo, which means if somebody sells a v'dizor, the money itself has the iser. Which means that the iser is not in the chefetz. The iser is some type of association. And one could rid himself of the association. The iser hano of avay dezora is the revach from avay dezora and not so much in the chefetz of avay dezora. So therefore, if one threw out the money, one's disassociating. Now, others taina, again, this is machlek sushainim, that it could be that this concept of yelech hanoli amamelech, this pidyon, will only help on the iser hano, not on the iser achilo. The iser achilo of the avay dezora, let's say this loaf of bread that was heated up without the avay dezora, becomes a cheftza of avay dezora. It was produced by avay dezora. There is an iser cheftza, but that iser cheftza is on the eating it. The hano is takatoli, like we're saying in raid of association of revach. Throwing out the money would then redeem that. Others tiny, obviously, there's no difference. The etzem iser of avay dezora is fundamentally different. There is a shita in Rishonim. The Rosh and other Rishonim have a discussion that maybe taka this concept of Rebbe Leza of being poida and iser hano would taka work by other iser hano, but that's a very big chiddush. In which case, what you would have to say is, for sure, let's say if it's basa b'cholov, that the basa b'cholov itself, avad is also b'achilo. It's just a function of being nena. Even the iser hano, the moshul, somebody would take a shtickle basa b'cholov, and he would want to rub it on a wound. He's being nena from the cheftza itself. It's hard to believe you could be paid to that by paying whatever Vaseline would be worth, throwing that into Yam HaMelech, and now you could use the basa b'cholov as a cream. What you would have to say is that throwing out the money, now you could sell the loaves of bread and you're not being nene from the Issa Hano. That's what you'd have to say. It's a complicated raid over here in the Rishonim. Not lemena karkor. They take a branch from that tree and they make a stick. This is a karkor, is a pole that they use in a weaving machine, from Lechas Arigo. So it's also Bahano. That being said, if it's put in the machine and now the machine produces clothing, Orag Boyas HaBeged, HaBeged also Bahano. Again, it's not a physical product, but you used a Isser Avay Dezora and it Lamaisa produced a Beged. Again, it's not a physical product of Vafil Hochir Asas. This, the Mefarshim point out, by the way, is not Tolian Zevazagur. By the oven that heated up the bread, so you could say the former Hesek Bavay Dezara plus the present Hasak, if it was the second round, that's Zevazah. But over here, when you see a woven product, you see the weave in the Beged. It's a Dova Nikr that it's woven. So Mamela, it's a Dova Baalil, that's called the weaving was produced by Bavay Dezara, it's awesome. Lukuliyam. Nisar Bacher. If it got mixed up with other begodim, b'acherim kul nasur b'ano. There's no bittul. A beggar is a dover choshev, like we said before. Reb Lezer oim yelech hanol yam amelech. Reb Lezer repeats his shita. Amru loyin pidyon avay dezor. The chacham answer back the same shita. Why does the mission have to say it twice? So the gemara is mechalek. The Rav brings that there would be a mokum to be mechalek between the two cases by the weave. It's more chomer because the pole is here. Ashenken atzei asheru that we used an oven, the atzei asheru are gone. So maybe it's less pervasive today, and maybe by the weave, everybody would be masking that it's also that there is no pidyon. Or maybe you could say, faket, so maybe there would be a mochum lechal, the Mishnah has to speak out both cases.